Welcome to the Lithwill Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run Lithwill and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ and I'm still here.
I'm technically not still here because I'm in a different location.
How dare you?
Moved, got stuff set up, and then rethinking everything about the setup. As you do when you still have other stuff to set up, you're going, huh, what can I change for the better? And possibly for the worse.
Ooh, yes. Worse things.
Well, it's like, you know, tapping the side of my desk and it wobbles a bit. It's like, well, I was planning on getting a new desk within a month or two of moving anyways.
You were.
So it's like, okay, desk is wobbling a tiny bit. When I ordered a new desk, what can I go overboard on?
Sit and stand desk?
That's one of the things I was looking at, but I was thinking of maybe getting a big L one.
Mmm.
And my idea was...
Kind-ish what I have now.
Because you also have to remember, for me, part of the issue was because of where my desk was, where I used to live, I could not have multiple monitors. It just physically would not work. Because the
wow, how the hell do I have a desk that was bigger than yours?
Well, I had the desk from where I used to live. And then when I moved, it was like, okay, where will this desk go? Because I'm not getting a new desk. And I was like, oh, it will fit right in between where there's two doorways. The problem is once you put it there, it's like, okay, everything else is now in a place where it is not conducive to me getting a new desk.
Yeah.
Like, so now
this is a little confined.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. But we'll see what terrible ideas I get as I get used to the space. Because right now it's functionally desk moved and everything is either on the floor as I get stuff hooked back up, or exactly where it is, as if I just lifted the whole setup and moved it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because it's like, maybe I won't use this room for a computer desk. Put the big desk in space, in bedroom, and maybe turn this into like a TV room. Juggernaut, when I get stuff fully set up, I'll probably take a picture. At the moment, it's lots of boxes, my desk, and a fan to my right, since he asked in the chat. Okay, let's go. We have there's more to talk about than expected, and also a little less. So first up, New Liberator. This was part 2 to episode 6 of the webcomic Vortex Resonance.
I was not expecting him to win, but kind of cool that he did.
So that's one of the things that I was thinking about when I was like writing about the chapter. It's like, it's interesting because they specifically set it up that it does not matter if he wins. So I kind of like that they let him, because the setup is functioning. Well, he's playing against someone he can't actually win against, so the idea is it's to see him strategize. And she actually declares him the winner before he beats her.
It's like, hey, you're doing a good job already. Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely interesting to see the battle where he is playing against someone who's better than him. He just came up with a strategy that worked really well. And also, Terramon's reaction to not call him a rookie anymore was good.
Terramon has the best expressions.
Yeah, the high point of Liberator, more than anything else, is character expressions. Everyone is very expressive. But also the negative this time, did you notice how all the effect text was like weirdly low resolution?
Yeah.
I can't tell if that was meant to be an effect or if they like scaled up something wrong.
I just kind of assume they do it on purpose-ish because, like, they don't have anti-aliasing apparently. So it's like,
well, but that's the art, the effect stuff, especially text. That should be like vectors that scale themselves, basically. And also, I will say that medieval Dukemon glamour shot was great when he evolves.
It was glorious and green.
I'm not sure how I feel about the reveal of Shoto and Owen knowing each other, because they kind of glance over it. Also, can they not do the four-color text effect thing where, like...
Jesus Christ, yeah,
here's the problem. If it's stuff we're not supposed to be able to read, it doesn't matter what you do. If it's stuff we are supposed to read, which we clearly were here, I wouldn't fuck with it like that, because, for one, it's just annoying. Two, I don't know how that affects people who have color vision issues. I have no idea if that specific how that effect is for people. So yeah, that was annoying, especially since it went for a bit.
Yeah.
Solid chapter. even if the play the card game stuff just isn't for me. But it was a fun chapter, I thought.
There were fish.
We get an overview of the battle in the every other week column. I will say, this type of thing isn't for me, but I like how they really do go over everything.
Yeah, it's useful to know, but I just skimmed it. Especially because I looked at it like 5 minutes after the actual chapter.
That's what ends up happening with me, is I put it together and I skim it, but I'm not reading it, and I look at it later. It's like, oh, this is really just really fucking detailing battle stuff every time they do it. I like that they're doing it. It's just not of interest to me personally. Then we get
eventually I might go back and read them, but that's if I start actually trying to play the card game.
Then we get a few Liberator updates from the card game Bandai card game news type stream. We get teaser art for Liberator, both parts of Liberator Chapter 7. And man, that one teaser is certainly getting people up and also getting people weirdly argumentative. Multiple people have tried arguing with me that when I said the silhouette character appears to be accidentally or on purpose, appears to be like have bits from a few different well-known characters, someone started arguing with me. And I looked, and I'm not the only person who came to that conclusion where, like, the ear appears to be Meikumon. The Atmon stuff you can see pretty easily. The eye is Bemmon. And the hair floppy look kind of like Ukomon, doesn't it?
A bit.
So I'm curious to see what that is. I'm trying to decide if it's... They want us to think it's, like, a new Digimon or an evolution based on the pose of them there. I almost wonder if it's one of those things where characters talk about this horrible thing that's going to show up.
What if it's the cutest and most adorable Chimeramon in existence?
It could be. We also get the Shoto and Owen. That one's less exciting because there's nothing like cool there. Minus that we do appear to get a silhouette of someone in the background. It appears a lot of people are taking that to be Elizamon's ultimate. You can barely fucking see it, though. It's right to the left of Shoto's head in that image.
Yeah.
And we also get character teasers for Crows and her Digimon partner, Sunarizamon, in... They actually said this will be from the comic. I think everyone assumed these two would be in the novel. So we'll see what happens there. And that's
fun character design.
Yeah. I will say, the one interesting thing about Liberator, and Usagi Bochi does a lot of the design work for it, who does some of the social art we see every week. They have a real breadth of knowledge of anime, manga, because we can see like where they've built these characters out of, not necessarily tropes, but where
like various archetypes.
Yes, but not always using them the way you expect. There's been a few where they've specifically kind of done an archetype, and then the reveal is that they're not like the archetype, which is fun. And then it is time for massive anniversaries. So first up, Come On Digimon is 27, the first actual, like, more than a page-long character thing. I'm still amazed that we know what color Bun is now. Everyone just kind of assumed he was Koromon pink.
So did I, but apparently not.
The yellow does look weird, though, because for, like... When do we find that out? The 25th anniversary, I believe? I think Tenryubu
drew that down.
It's 25 years. It was like, definitely pink or maybe gray. And instead it's like, no, it's a really lemon yellow. 8th anniversary of Atmon. That one's interesting because it does feel like they're showing up a bit more. They've never quite been fully as god as people like to rant about, but it definitely does feel like more is showing up lately. So we'll see.
I expect them in the card game in the next year or so.
It really would be so easy to add them. But Ghost Game is 3 years old. That one's weird because it feels like the number's low when you consider we've had like a year and a half of media past Ghost Game. Then Hunters is 13. That one feels weird to see a number. It still feels weird to see a number above 10 for something like Hunters. Because Hunters feels not new, but it doesn't feel old. And it is at this point.
That thing's going to high school.
Then Digimon the Movie's 24, which that's a kick to the ass, especially. 2 months until Blu-ray.
Yes.
And then And then 4 years since Kizuna got its home video release in English after the cancellation of the theatrical release due to COVID. It's still weird to think those two came out on the same day, 20 years apart.
That had to be on purpose.
So that's the weird thing. It probably was not. Because neither of them were actually released on a special day. That is just when that week's home video release stuff came out. And I would assume that if I checked the dates, it would probably be like exactly a month after the Japanese release or something along those lines, where it probably was a happy accident. Probably.
Totally.
And then for the exciting news. So last time, when we did questions, someone's like, what do you think the next V-Pet, do you think we're going to get a new V-Pet? When? And then literally like 2 days after, hey, Digimon Color Monster Hunter 20th Anniversary V-Pets.
Some of my friends who are also massive sluts for Monster Hunter as well as Digimon are completely flipping their shit over this.
Oh no, there's some interesting stuff here, like the designs. I like that there is no programming difference between them. At least from what the documentation on the Premium Bandai page says, these are actually the exact same. They just have different shells. There is no...
Oh.
As far, assuming that all pans out correctly, there is no, oh, there's a special one on this one, there's a special one on this one. We also
only get this one if you trade between them or some shit.
Yeah. We also get to see the new Digimon, Wrathdraymon and Xeno Garurumon, which is a combination of characters from both franchises. The Greymon one's wild because having like a dragon Greymon design is kind of funny because it's a dragon with
Greymon's
head.
They literally just put his head on a Rathalos.
I don't know. I like how you get the little blue striping throughout. I like it.
It feels like his head, like...
I like it. It's amusing.
Just slapped on. Like, the Xeno Garurumon is more integrated, I guess.
And this is the first time where it appears they were doing inventory and shipping management before stuff was selling out. People were freaking out when stuff was selling out the first and second day. It doesn't appear that's what they did, because then the third one's just been going. I think they were doing inventory management so they wouldn't have to ship so many at the same time. Now, don't get wrong, this has definitely sold insane gangbusters and would have sold out. I think they just split stuff early so they could manage it better. Because it's like, okay, the first batch is February, the second batch is March, the third batch is May. I think what they did was the first two, I think it was selling so well, they did more management rather than waiting for it to sell out. No U.S. pre-orders yet. This is one where if there's U.S. pre-orders, I might. It's not, I don't want to say interesting, that's not right. It's not Digimon enough for me to spend the money to do it via an intermediary. Because, like, it's a cool Digimon thing, but there's very little Digimon in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, this is more heavy on the Monster Hunter.
Yeah, yeah, this is a...
At least currently.
This is a Monster Hunter toy using a Digimon skin. Like, if I can get it without an intermediary, I'll get them. As it is, I wasn't going to spend the money. So, we'll see.
Well, it depends on if any more, like... Digimon that I personally like show up in it, then I might grab one.
It feels like based on the teasers we've seen, it will be those two, and I wouldn't be surprised for a third or fourth as a cameo. Then Kizuna's getting a special screening at Japan Society New York on October 16th. Hiromi Seki will be there. They will be giving Digimon comic number one to attendees. We don't know if this is the same one that they gave away at the exhibition, or if they actually made like an English version of it. I'll be very curious to see what the physical book is. There'll be a Digimon card game card. They also have some type of photo op, and they'll have a Digimon display from Tamashii Nations.
Damn it, I'm getting a root canal that day, so I can't just like fuck off to New York for this.
The prices are mostly solid for special events. Basically, if you're not a member, $25. If you are a member, $20. $23 for senior students or those with disabilities. Then, Terrymon Assistant Lab. did a video showing off them deciding on an official greeting based on people's suggestions. Also, this Terrymon seems to like the phrase Grand Death Big Bang, Apocalypse move. He keeps saying it. But yeah, he went over a bunch of them. I especially like him going over a lot of people, such as Momentai, which was the catchphrase of the Terrymon from Digimon Tamers, which he likes the phrase, but he probably won't be using it.
Aw.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah, he's not the same.
Then January 5th, 2025, a Wada Koji tribute concert. A big one. This is the same day when they've teased something, so whether they were teasing the concert or whether they're going to announce something at the concert or timed at the same time, we don't know. But man, the lineup for this is great. Did you look at the lineup, Jeff?
Yes. Like,
okay,
damn.
So it's January 5th. Doors open at 4. Event starts at 5. Prices aren't bad for concert as long as you don't need the VIP. So the lineup is... God, it's almost too many to go over.
All the usual suspects and then some.
Oh, it's a lot. It's too many to go over, but yeah, let's just say everyone you'd be familiar with, many you wouldn't be. Some really well-known singers, like having both Endo and Kageyama there, who are some of the better-known anime singers. What's interesting is I believe Volcano Oda, they actually credited him as Kensuke Oda, so I wonder if he's going to be there as the MC.
I hope he is.
Because generally when they credit him by his actual name, it's when he shows up, you know, in a suit and he's there to host, and he's not there to, you know, jump out as Volcano Oda.
It's his alternate personality.
But yeah, so that's wild. Then Odaiba Rainbow Fireworks, which is a yearly fireworks, multi-day fireworks show, is for their 2024 season. They are going to have a Digimon Adventure collaboration special on December 21st. They're not really saying more about it at this time, but that will be interesting because they're doing 5 days this year. So the middle one's Digimon.
I wonder if it's all fireworks specifically or if it includes like drone show.
I'm not familiar with this specific fireworks show, but we will see. They refer to it as a Digimon Adventure 25th Anniversary Fireworks Display. Now, I think you'd agree that drones mid-fireworks shows are kind of part of that now, so we'll see what they do.
Yeah.
And then, time to get a sip of water before cards, Dev. Although it's actually a thin card lineup this time. So first up, our first preview for Booster Set EX-08 was Medieval Dukemon, which was
badass.
Which was timed to reveal in the chapter, and yes, looks great. Then last night we got Renamon. That one actually looks
so
really
fluffy.
Nice. This is one where I love
the background and all the little babies.
I agree. This is one, though, where I actually think Sample kind of ruins the look. Because like when I'm looking, I'm like, is there one baby or is there more? Because some of those could be flowers.
It looks like at least two babies.
That's where, like, the text kind of throws me off. Then we got some... So, early sales info for Chain of Liberation mentions Christmas-themed box toppers, which we'll go over those shortly. BT-20, we don't have a... We got the name shortly after this, but before we got the name, we found out that the theme of the set will be a decent amount of Digimon Chronicle and Digimon Seekers.
Neat.
Yeah. Then we got...
I demand more Doraemon cards.
Then we started to find out what the Christmas cards are with the Legend Pack box topper for that set. We saw the Agumon and Gabumon cards, which are Japanese versions of the English cards from last year. Plus a really gorgeous Gilmon card.
He looks so happy.
Gabumon seems distracted.
He wants to eat the clouds.
Yeah. Then for the English card game... This year, they're doing the Christmas event, holiday event again. And last year, they did Takaru, Izzy, Matt, and Ty. This year, the cards are Joe, Mimi, Sora, and Kari. Same theme, same art style. So great that that's being done. So last year, what the idea of the event was that it was an event that anyone could come and do. Like, it was a starter event. This year, it's not. It's Highlander.
There could be only one.
I fucking love that theme so much. It's well named. Instead of calling it like one card, just Highlander, and then that's just it.
It gets the point across perfectly.
Yeah. We have all the clean peril cards from Booster Set 19. Just really nice cards all around. The promo poster we got to see again. And no playmat this time. Instead, it's a printable token featuring the Trinity Burst art. And the way this was laid out, I did not even attempt to clean this up because that was not happening. Because since it's a token card, it doesn't matter if anything outside of the text and art is nice. So, like, if you look at, like, the copyright text, it's just busted. Like, I was not even going to try to fix this. Then...
Oh, yeah, along the right side.
Oh, yeah, it's bust. It's like, I was like, oh, I'm not even dealing with this. Then from Bandai Card Games' next plan announcement, October 2024, that is a mouthful of a stream name, we have a bunch of card game news. So we got a preview of EX-08 that shows off Volta Baltimon, Sakuyamon X, and Justimon X.
Justimon X just gives me massive Samus Aran vibes.
It really does. Like, normally Justimon stuff, they go for Kamen Rider. This really feels more like a Samus.
Absolutely. Especially the color and the visor and the big chunky shoulder.
Yeah. The shoulder especially, the right shoulder, where you get that Samus ball shoulder thing.
Yep.
They reiterate that EX-08 will have a number of new Digimon Tamer cards from the Liberator novel. They also show off Deep Savers Deep Savers... My brain's, like, freezing on the name entirely.
Nightmare Soldiers?
Yes. And they'll also have a bit of Nature Spirits, and they show off Metal Seagemon and Paimon.
I want whatever card has the clown on it.
And then... we get the name of Booster Set 20 over the X. I love that. That name. That better have a cool ass logo, with like a big, yes. With like a big slash X. That'll be January 31st. Launch tournaments will have a new Yuki card with art of her and Itmon, and they will be doing another Lotto serial number card prize this time. Metal Gurumon.
I like the Itmon card. It's very pretty.
I assume this is going to be a tamer card for Yuki. Since they've said it's for her, I would assume it would be... I'm trying to think, would there be anything else it would be where they wouldn't mention Impmon? Because, like, if we're going to be a card sleeve, you'd say Yuki and Impmon.
So hard to say.
So I assume tamer card is my assumption. And that lines up with them being like, hey, in the middle of November... two more chapters of the novel. I really wish they would find a way to spread these out better.
Yeah, just like one.
Just like do one every month and a half.
Yeah.
Then here's one of the more interesting ones. They're doing an accessory set themed after the 25th anniversary of the Digimon anime. They use the 25th anniversary key art to show it off, but we don't know if this is actually the art they're using. But here's what it will include: a playmat, 20 cards, 2 each of 10, 50 sleeves, okay. 5 Digi-Egg sleeves, and a storage box. And here's why that number of 10 is interesting. If you use just the main key art version, not the version with all the adventure characters, there's 10 character pairs on there. So here's an option card for Digimon Adventure featuring Tai and Agumon. Could we actually get an Atmon card out of that? Or would it be something like... here's 9, and then you get one with everyone. Because I could see them doing that, don't you?
I could see them doing either, honestly.
Yeah. It would be neat if they do start just integrating it, though. We saw the English sleeve, 2025 sleeves before. Japanese versions are going to be the same. Those will be out in January. Then they go over event stuff, so... Super Tamer Battle 2025 January is the last qualifier for Cycle 2 in Japan. We get an early look at Tamer Battle Pack 25 and the Winners Pack. Regulation Battle in December will be yellow cards only.
Huh.
I like the Regulation Battle because that you really have to do different stuff than just, like, here's the best deck that I've been polishing up for the entire year. Can't use it.
Sorry, you have to come up with other strategies at some point.
Yeah, then Card Battle had a Booster Set 19 match when that came out. And then moving on from cards, At the original location for the 25th anniversary exhibition, they teased an Omega Mon X model kit. It is another limited color one where they do it up all nice and metallic-y.
It's pretty.
It's at least noticeably different. Like, our main issue with the Dukemon was that it really wasn't noticeably different from Dukemon unless it was side by side. Here, the colors are at least different enough that you can actually just tell. It's yeah. more vivid. As Maria did New York for the packaging, and he also pointed out that most of these have had, like, battle-style art. This time, it's just, like, a bust.
That would also make a really good playmat, honestly.
It really would. It feels like this is the type of thing where you buy it, and they include the art as, like, a postcard. Doesn't it?
They really should do that. I would spend extra money for that.
It feels like that's, like, what the art is here. Because this is, like, a really nice postcard or print rather than... Well, the one advantage you can do with premium Bandai stuff is you do not need to worry about it being eye-catching packaging.
And yeah, then, it doesn't need to sit on a shelf. It's just like, you like that figure, you're buying it.
Exactly. And then, bless premium Bandai, we get a few random Digimon Adventure 25th Anniversary products. First up, a blanket, which a number of people point out, this is a very small blanket.
Yes.
And it's not specifically marked as a baby blanket, so I'm not sure. The Digi-Egg cushions, fucker, people have been going nuts for this stupid thing. I don't think people realize that we've actually gotten cushions like this before. I don't think we've... The last time we got one of these cushions, I think it was Frontier Patamon's egg, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the Seraphimon themed egg.
That is a nice cushion. The cushion, in fact, if you put them side by side, that cushion could probably crush the blanket.
Honestly, I kind of thought the blanket was like a tea towel at first.
I'm wondering if that was... That's weird, because it definitely is. A blanket is really small.
Maybe it's just like a little lap blanket or something?
I guess. Maybe it's like that time when they had that one try pop-up shop with the color-changing mug, and I decided to order it, and I showed it to you, and it's like a 6-ounce mug.
It was so tiny.
And it's like, I'm never going to fucking use this. It's like, if I grab it, it's like, me Hulk smash, me Hulk want tiny cup of tea.
I remember that, especially because, like, I complained about a Portal mug that I bought back when Think Geek still existed, and it came in, it's like, I have tiny hands, I can get, like, 2 fingers total into the handle of this
yeah,
mug.
Yeah, imagine me grabbing one of those mugs. And then, Annabirth Stores, a few days ago, got a new range of Ghost Game products. So we knew the plushies, the Odadama plushies were coming from V-Jump, but there's actually a few additional things. We also get acrylic stands and can badges. Can we all appreciate that for the key art image, they, like, pose them how you'd expect, like, they put Ruli on Angormon and Jellymon's floating in the air?
It's beautiful. I love it.
I only have
one. And also, Jellymon is like the best quality one out of all of them.
No, I agree with that. I only have one complaint. I understand why they didn't do it. You know what they should do? Instead of having like the backside, you turn around and it's Jellymon in the jellyfish mode.
Oh my god, that would have been hilarious.
I will say, out of the faces here, Jellymon has the best. I think because Jellymon's weird proportions means there is no artistry to make Jellymon this proportion. It's just Jellymon.
Yep.
Which is fucking hilarious.
I want one.
Poll time. So poll results for favorite Digimon TV anime partner of a main female character, and Antrowomon crushed all before her.
Yep.
Like, frankly, the only ones with bad showings mostly have excuses.
Yeah.
So Ojimon, which is Atmon, never fares well in these. Lilamon, there's Lilymon.
It's going to get curb stomped by Lilymon, yeah.
And Sylphimon is going to get curb stomped by Anchoamon.
Yes, because, like, if you like Tailmon, you're voting for Anchoamon
over
Sylphimon.
I really do wonder how some of these polls would do if you could do multiple votes in order.
Like a top three.
Yeah, like, if you could vote for at least three of them. Or even, like, proportionally, based on where you place them. But yeah, nothing shocking here at all. The new poll is... Okay, this one I really like. Favorite Ultimate Digimon added to the Digimon Pendulum Color 1 through 3. So it's only counting Ultimates who were not in the originals or original upgrades. there's a
honestly, I don't know how this is gonna go because
no, like because
there's
like,
so many that are really good.
Like I'm looking at who are like I okay, going through the list, Mastamon could go, Vikemon,
and Grand Coagamon is always a
yeah possibility,
longtime favorite.
Fenrelugamon maybe. Also, there are some weird. There are some size choices made here. I'm looking at here. I'm like, weird. Mastamon is in the image, and then my eye like zooms in at the bottom right. It's like, wow, Mastamon's really fucking tiny in this picture.
Probably because they're dropping her down next to Eldoradimon.
It looks like he's gonna step on her. In fact, it looks like he's giving her the evil eye,
like a bug.
Yeah, I'm very
like, bitch. Your wing.
I'm very curious to see this one because, like you said, there isn't any obvious like, oh, here's Wargreymon, here's Omegamon. These are all. I don't want to say eclectic isn't quite right, but all like I could guess.
They're all pretty solid choices.
Yes. So we'll see what pops up there. Then we have two reference book updates. So we get Cernamon and Ryugamon. Ryugamon makes sense. Cernamon, everyone just went, wait, they weren't in there already? It's because nothing with them actually ever came out before the pendulum. They didn't show up in anything where they would then be added, so they only showed up when the pendulum color came out. I will say Ryugamon gets some good vivid color work. And then Seven Prints announced that agreement was reached. The Ghost Game Prince will be staying for another year.
Damn, guess so, they must still be, you know, doing decently.
Well, they've since added other Digimon stuff, so I assume it was probably a contract to renew all the Digimon stuff. Like, they did all those O2 the beginning ones, they did a few more Ghost Game ones, so September 30th, 2025, if you're going to Japan. Annabirth announced that, hey, restocks on all, those have been flying off fucking, although they've been flying off shelves since they first appeared with on Try, these keychains.
Yeah.
Like, I remember,
like I want them.
Yeah, they announced restocks on all 9, they showed them on the shelves. I will say, the design holds up shockingly well when you consider that while it's the same molds, that the like color and finish is significantly different. Then
trying to say which version I like more, but
I need to see them side by side before I decide that.
Yeah,
honestly. Then bunch of images from the exhibition, as it was. This is when they were setting it up in Osaka. Then the Toei Museum point out they got a number of new Digimon products in the gift shop. A number of these are from recent pop-up shops. A lot of Digimon Adventure stuff. They have the keychains.
As they should.
Yeah, some solid stuff there. Mega Hobby showed off part of their display from Mega Hobby. Their Digimon display from Mega Hobby Expo 2024. It had all 8 lookup figures. And I didn't see photos from Mega Hobby, but apparently the Digimon Gem display has every Digimon Gem figure.
Ooh.
I feel bad anytime someone sees the Mega Hobby Twitter and sees, because they're going through and they're showing off photos of every Gem figure from every brand to celebrate the anniversary. Do you know how many times?
Yeah, when I first saw it before I translated it, just like, oh, are they doing a re-release?
Oh, no. Do you know how many messages I've gotten from people going, are they redoing it? Do you know when? Like, I wasn't around last time. I have to get them. Like, I'm sorry to say, I think you did message me that, didn't you, Dev?
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're just going
over. I was so salty.
They're just going over, like, the whole history of Gem. And yeah, a lot of people are getting, it's one of those times when the language barrier really creates a different view. Kayo Horiguchi, who's done a few pieces of Digimon art for cards and other merchandise, posted a video showing off the figures coming on China based on the circus art.
These I really sick. Hope those get released in Japan as well.
It would be nice.
It'd be easier to get.
So a lot of these figures do get limited release in the U.S. I'm checking to see if Big Bad Toy Store stocked them, because they've been stocking them each time. Nothing this time for these, so we will see. They do not show the 2 chase figures, which are Agumon and Tailmon, with different colors.
I want the clown cat.
The Pale Dramon model kit coming out, we got clean vert images of that kit, plus great box art. Maybe too obvious for Pale Dramon, though. Maybe.
Look, they know what the people want.
Yes. And then Osmaria put up development art of the kit and some interesting details. Originally, the gimmick for Desperado Blaster was going to be that each one would have a multi-stage engagement and would pop out in various ways. It was decided that wasn't realistic for, you know, the kit. So instead they did it where you could combine both to make a rifle. And Osmaria also drew a profile Shikishi to celebrate it. That Shikishi looks fucking good.
I desperately want to steal their art skills.
You'd probably stab yourself trying.
I mean, I draw blood often enough just by existing.
Yes, but you could. That's why.
If I had art skills, then it'd be fine. It'd be worth it.
You can stab yourself on Osmaria stuff anytime you want, Dev.
Will sacrificing my blood to Osmaria-related objects give me their art skills? The draw spiky things?
We won't know until you try. The weird thing is seeing his variety of work. Like, for Digimon, we're used to the spiky, but it's like, there's plenty of brands where he does not draw. Like, he does art for various Symphogear stuff, which sometimes has spiky stuff, but is normally just the girls as they look in the anime. But the weirdest one is he does a lot of the Gundam Seed SD comics. Little mini comics they do when they release stuff. So, like, if you check his Twitter, you will see SD, but, like, not like the mechs. Like, the characters in SD with, like, giant hair and everything. It's like, wow. Like, I'm trying to grab one to show you in chat if one pops up quickly enough. Model kit, model kit, model kit, model kit, model kit. Him drawing. I guess he does some of the art for that. What's that anime and mobile game about the horse girls?
Uma Musume?
Yes. I think he does some of the marketing art for that. Scrolling past that. Okay, I believe this is his. I will link. I could be wrong, but I'll link it in chat also. But I believe this is Asmaria's art. Oh, yes, I can see his name in the corner.
That is unexpectedly adorable.
Yeah, like, is that what comes to mind when you think of Asmaria?
Only if they were covered in spiky armor.
Not a single person's being stabbed. Like, it's just wild, like, when you look, it's like, wow, that's not, like, what we get from him for Digimon at all.
Their hair is kind of spiky.
A little bit. Yeah. Then, Tomo01 did a bit of art for the new chapter. I really like this. This is like a good... This wouldn't be a cover. This would be like, have you ever taken off a dust jacket on a volume of manga and there's like a sketch underneath?
Yeah, it's like a little splash page.
Yeah, kinda. This would be the splash for that.
I like it.
And then Usagi Bochi did two pieces of art. First, one for the chapter, then another one because them pointing out that was Winner's birthday on September 28th.
Aww.
Then Anna Berth put up a very nice shot of the ghost. We've seen this piece of art of the Ghost Game plushies. This was just a nice clean one that I wanted to show off. And then director Kakuto went over a number of things since the adventure exhibition opened in Osaka. So I just want to point out that what I say here, he actually said. So he points out he added some handwritten comments. Those comments can be hard to read, so feel free to upload photos. And he noted after the Osaka exhibition ends, he will add photos himself. But feel free to do photos on social media. It's like, I'm pretty sure 90% of those exhibits say no photos. He also points out...
complete and utter chaos. Yeah. And
then he also points out, if you went to the one in Tokyo... those comment cards are the big changes, so you don't need to, like, rush to make sure you also see it in Osaka. Then he went to the... There's a parko right by the location of the exhibition, which is where one of the Annabeth's shops are. He pointed out that he thought it was a bit odd at first because he actually thought they were the same building. And he noted that a lot of the customers at the shop were customers from outside of Japan. Which makes sense, because if you're a fan of Toei stuff, that's one of the places where you'd want to hit.
Absolutely.
Because they have stuff for all their stuff. Yeah, and he pointed out it's at Opa and Shinsaibashi. You can basically get there right from the ticket gate of Midosuji. So for the handwritten notes, he showed off a few of them. He also showed off the little X-Evolution corner in, because there's like a section where like non-adventure stuff. He thought the X-Evolution corner was a bit lonely because it just had storyboards in the script. So he actually lent them the fig arts he has of Alphamon to put in the display. Aww. So the Alphamon figure in the display is actually his.
Oh, that was very nice of him.
Yeah. See, I think last time, a couple months ago, didn't he mention that he thought the Atmon corner was empty, so he was going to see if something Alphamon could be added? I think we all assumed that he was talking about like a render or something, not like, oh, they're putting his figure there, which is neat.
Yeah, I thought he was going to dig up more, you know.
Well, here's the thing. It's possible they meant to, and they can't change like the shape. Because they already have they have everything set up, and some of them, it's just literally, here's a note from Director Kakadu that's put in the corner. We got more photos of the exhibition. I didn't put a ton of photos because it's functionally the same exhibition, they've just moved it.
Yeah.
It's still neat to get photos. Last time, we knew the chalkboard art board was there, but did we ever see it at the Tokyo location, like photos? I think it was in a no-photo. I think it was in a no-photo location. So this time we got to see a shot of it. That thing is fucking big.
It delights me.
And then art from Usagi Bochi of Zafagamon. Now this was interesting. They show a full body image and then like a profile shot, which same art but just different perspective. They point out they're on a business trip, so this is art they actually did a while ago. So this was art they did to practice drawing Zafagamon, but they point out that Zafagamon is not mentioned in the column. What I like, though, is like the full body shot looks great, but as like the offset profile, it looks fucking great.
It looks cool and intimidating.
Yes, it looks. Yes, it does. Then we get two pieces of social art in the past week. So to celebrate October, Digimon Web put up a little picture of Tailmon. It was basically fall is here, the season for appetites. Tailmon went to a restaurant, a delicious-looking hamburger, steak, and pasta arrived, and just as you're about to eat, a robot came to help serve the food, perhaps feeling some kind of sympathy with Tailmon. And the robot is very clearly designed after her Digimental.
That's adorable. When I first was like, oh my god, is it one of those little robots that brings you food?
Yes.
It was.
I will say, the Nefertimon screen face is a little creepy, though, don't you think?
I mean, it's less creepy than those things that go around grocery stores that they stick googly eyes on.
That's true. Then Digimon Web put up an image to celebrate the 25th anniversary exhibition opening in Osaka. It's basically all the characters outside of the location, but with various Osaka theming.
I want all that goddamn takoyaki so much.
It's good theming, though. I think the most obvious is probably the tigers.
Yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah, it really is. It's good art. And then, time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up. Send it ahead of time. Someone said, when Digimon Liberator ends, what do you think they should do next? Could something like Digimon Comic continue? So, when Liberator ends, I feel like the better idea would be like, I feel like it doesn't feel like there's been a proper break because once Ghost Game ended, we've gotten ongoing media of types, but it feels like we're about due for an anime TV show within the next year or two, don't you think so?
Depends. I would like that, but who knows?
We're so close to year stuff, we'll see. Because it feels like it's basically could something like Digimon Comic continue? Something like that, I think, is actually great, and they should, because it's low budget. I understand why the schedule is there, but I think it might work better if it's like, okay, everyone does four chapters, we're going to have three people do it, and a new comic comes out every month, but each one only comes out every 3 months, and it lasts the year. That way,
ongoing. We get quite a bit of variety.
Yeah. Will it continue, though? I honestly don't know. They've definitely done some interesting stuff with expanded media the last few years. Brent Forever thinks, do we think Wrath Draymond and Xenogurumon will be added to the Digimon reference book? That's a slightly more tough one. Do I think they will be added? Yes. Will they stick to the reference book? I don't know. Because, like, Ometamon's been added twice, but isn't there anymore. So I honestly don't know. I feel like they'll be added. I just don't know if they'll be permanent additions.
Who knows? Just give me nice, clean artwork. High resolution, please.
Yeah, that'll be... I think that's what everyone wants, is clean. Let's see. Someone asked, what candies do you guys like that you think are probably lesser known? See, they say that we like, not that are our favorites. So I think there's wiggle room in that question, because, like, see, lesser known is the key.
I really like these strawberry puff gummies by Trolley.
Those are good. You know what I like that I don't, they definitely don't make anymore? Did you ever try the cotton candy flavor of Mike and Ike's?
No, I've never actually seen that.
I don't think they ever had wide distribution. In fact, the only time I remember having them was at a movie theater where they were doing them as like a giveaway. Like, this is a new flavor. We got a case of them. Would you like to try it? And they were fucking good.
I've never seen them, but I am very interested because, you know, that's a nice texture that I like. And also, I fucking love cotton candy flavored things.
Okay, so I think I've mentioned this before, and I think it's been mentioned that not many people know this. The Rocky Road bar, do you know
you
that one?
You did mention it before.
Yeah.
But I personally have not seen it.
Yeah. Marshmallow bar coated in chocolate, and underneath some of the chocolate on the default one is cashews, which I like, but I've always found weird because cashews isn't normally what I think of with Rocky Road. Oh, have you ever had Sixlets? I'll take that as a no. Okay, it is a candy that's like M&M, except they're perfectly spherical, and many of the time they have a very, very slight flavoring added to each color, different, like just the tiniest tinge of like fruit, but they come in weird plastic tubes.
I think I've seen them before. I've never had them myself.
I haven't had them in
like Chiclets.
I haven't had them in years, but I remember liking them.
There's like kind of like a penny candy store,
yeah,
right around where I work. That I think I've seen them there. They carry like a disgusting variety of like really obscure candies.
Oh yeah, I was literally like the day I moved was like, huh? I wonder like what kind of candy stores are out here. And it's like, there's 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like, oh no. It's like, oh, they also have one of those weird places that has old sodas and stuff.
Yep. Mine also does. It has like a little cooler, and they also have like the local varieties of like old fashioned cream soda and root beer and like sarsaparilla.
Then Devin asks, they wear their tagging crest to card game locals. What crest do we think fits nature spirits best based on the pendulum? Right now they're using courage. I feel like I want to say Mimi's, whatever name you want to call it by.
Yep, go with Mimi.
Yeah, it feels
very
like,
green.
Yeah. It's one of those where, like, technically it feels like a few others do, like Soars, but Mimi's is definitely the one to go with. Do Digimon fans talk about lore too much nowadays? Yes.
I ignore them mostly, so.
Lore is a thing to serve the story and the world. Almost any fictional universe will eject some degree of lore as is necessary. Technically speaking, most Digimon lore, in the sense of the brand, is basically the equivalent of back-of-the-box toy text. It is not meant to be seriously like people go, well, why does it still say Mugendramon's the most powerful Digimon? Because it was written in 1997.
It's like, sorry, there's been power creep since then.
Yeah, then Juggernaut asks, do you want to come to Florida? I have a hurricane party. Pass. But I hope.
Oh, hell no.
I hope you're staying safe and dry.
It's humid, it's muggy, you have mosquitoes the size of quarters now.
What other brands would you enjoy seeing a Digimon collaboration with, and in which what form? So it's actually interesting. Something like the Monster Hunter one. It's interesting in the sense of, oh, neat, unexpected collaboration with big brand. Gets the name out there. But I'm not sure what it adds for the average Digimon fan, minus the initial excitement. Because it is basically a reskin Digimon Color. And the thing that gets people excited about new ones like that is, oh, a Digimon they like or may not know are now in it. by and large, it does not appear there's much Digimon in this. It's Monster Hunter, which we said earlier.
So, you know, I really like the Hatsune Miku Digimon collab.
I like stuff like that. I like that and the Hello Kitty ones because it felt like a weird overall fusion. Everything was a mix. Like, one Hatsune Miku one was her flying there with Agumon. Another one was like, do you remember the 8 where she's like the chosen children?
Yep.
Those were great.
I just wanted them to do that again, but also maybe more Vocaloid covers of more Digimon songs and include more artwork of the like the other Vocaloid characters, not like only Miku.
There was art of 3 other characters. I just forget their names.
It was very, very little, though.
No, yeah, I think there was 2 or 3 pieces for them, while Miku got like 1,000.
Yes, like more variety.
See, we put all this thought in, and literally what it's going to end up being is it's going to be Corona wearing goggles.
Beautiful.
Yeah, last chance for questions in the chat. Someone asked, which of the 3 ways do you recommend watching the Digimon movies on Blu-ray first? So this one's easy. Whichever one you think will give you the most enjoyment.
That or chronologically, I guess? Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting take. I hadn't considered watching it subbed, then watching Digimon the movie, then watching the new dub, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know which I'll watch first. Here's the inherent issue with this one. I'm far too close to have like perspective on this anymore for that.
That or you can roll a dice and let it decide that for you.
I flash back to the first time I watched movie 3 ever. I'd gotten a VHS tape of it when I was still in high school. It came after a school day. I put the tape in, I laid down in bed to watch it, and then I promptly woke up 3 hours later.
You had an episode.
Everyone who watches movie 3 has an episode. Okay. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Nefertimon.
Oh, that's a good one. And I can be found at With the Will as always. We will. I'm honestly a little surprised I was able to get everything set up in time to do the show.
So am I. There was a lot of shit that you had to get done.
Yes. Like, I remember getting the computer set up on Saturday. It's like, I can post everything today and do it Monday. If you're still up for doing it Monday, Dev, and you're like, yep. So thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you guys in a few weeks. Bye.
Bye-bye.